You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. Loading is easy. It requires no skill or rigor. It is simply an unattractive technique used for one purpose, to insult someone. Right now, a major gloat is aimed at President Biden, a man doing enormous damage to the country he was elected to serve. There's no question about that. Americans are getting hammered because of Biden's foolish economic policies and his general befuddlement on just about everything. Now, Joe got the top job in 2020 despite a strong economy under President Trump. The bombastic former businessman handled economics well, his policies, stimulating wages as well as energy independence before COVID shut the country down. But more than 80 million voters turned away from Trump's accomplishments and embraced Biden, who barely campaigned at all. He didn't have to. The corporate media did it for him by demonizing the Don and totally ignoring his economic success as president. Today, the United States is weaker in almost every area than it was 2 years ago. Yet many Biden voters are pulling a Tammy Wynette, continuing to stand by their man. It's amazing in the face of the facts, but unfortunately, some folks will never admit a mistake, no matter what. The truth is that President Biden is unable to govern. That's what's spooking the financial markets. It was painful watching him trying to describe Russia as a plutocracy and a kleptocracy. The president could not get those words out of his mouth, and his verbal attack became a stumbleocracy. Embarrassing doesn't come close to describing it. And so, the anti-Biden legions brought out the gloat once again. Look at this guy, they postured. He's unable in the extreme. Sadly for the country, it's true. Mr. Biden will be 80 years old in November, and he's not Paul McCartney, who turns 80 in June, and apparently can remember the lyrics to his songs. Joe Biden couldn't even sing the refrain to Hey Jude. This is not gloating. It's simply stating the truth. Gloating is a waste of time. Wising up so something like this doesn't happen again is what every single American should be doing. Now this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Mexico is a disaster. First, the data. Average income in Mexico, $5,000 a year. 45% of the population lives in poverty down there. Less than 15% of the Mexican population has a college degree. Compared to other Latin American countries, Mexico ranks last in life expectancy. Less than 10% of Mexicans have private health insurance. Most hospitals are run by the government. Mexico offers welfare programs to the poor, elderly, and disabled, but they are capped at $550 a year. That's all. Mexico spends 9% of its total budget on social welfare programs. Most other Latin American countries spend 24%. Crime stats in Mexico. There were 40,000 homicides in 2021. By comparison, 16,000 murdered in the USA. We have a population 2.5 times higher than Mexico. An additional 30,000 people are reported missing in Mexico. Mostly, they are dead. Of the 10 most dangerous cities in the world, 5 are in Mexico. Tijuana, Juarez, Acapulco, Mexico City, Monterrey. In November 2021, Mexico deployed 2,000 troops to patrol tourist places like Cancun because of cartel shootouts. More than 66% of businesses in Mexico say dealing with corruption is a daily part of life. On the narcotics front, there are 25 different drug cartels in Mexico. Total, 200,000 plus individuals working for the drug rings. Biggest is the Sinaloa cartel, founded in 1988. The cartels move about $100 billion worth of narcotics into the USA every year. 95% of cocaine sold here passes through Mexico. It is also the largest supplier of heroin, marijuana, and fentanyl into America. So now you know exactly why millions of Mexicans want to live in the USA. And who can blame them? I have always said, if I were a poor Mexican man with a family, I would try to sneak into the USA to get money to support my family. However, the United States government cannot allow millions of foreign nationals to come in here unregulated, which is what is happening under the Biden administration. The only solution to Mexico's problem is to designate the drug cartels as terrorists, and then Obrador, the president of Mexico, allies with the USA to attack the terrorists with military force. That is the only solution down there. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A new survey from Gallup says a majority of Americans believe violent crime is the biggest challenge facing the USA. According to the World Population Review, America ranks 57th as the safest place to live in the world, in between Belgium and Iran. The safest is Singapore for the 10th year in a row. Here's how that island nation maintains the lowest crime rate in the world. Strict laws and regulations, of course. The government imposes significant penalties for things rarely enforced in places like New York City or Los Angeles. Folks caught littering are fined $2,000. Anyone eating on a bus gets a $500 ticket. Widespread surveillance. Police deploy the biggest array of cameras, drones, and face scanners anywhere in the world. People are tracked using artificial intelligence in malls, hotels, and elevators. According to the Singapore Code of Justice, there are four principles for eliminating crime: deterrence, retribution, prevention, rehabilitation. Punishment is determined by the offense. Folks caught stealing are beaten in public using a cane or leather whip. Serious criminals and repeat offenders are sentenced to mandatory prison terms with no parole. The death penalty applies to 33 felonies in Singapore, including drug selling, kidnapping, murder, armed robbery, gun smuggling, and rape. Because of Singapore's emphasis on punishment, homicides rarely occur. With a population of 6 million, just 4 people were murdered there last year. By comparison, Chicago has less than 3 million residents. In 2022, the Windy City witnessed 725 murders. And here's something else you might not know. The lack of violent crime means a higher life expectancy. On average, folks in Singapore live to the age of 89, 12 years longer than American citizens. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.